Chuck Fishman, ISM, AIL, Interventional Cardiology, dictating office follow-up visit on Daryl Townsend, date of service 1/22/2013. The patient's 53-year-old male, who's here today for follow-up. He was recently admitted to receiving Detroit Receiving Hospital, where he presented with non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. Patient underwent PCI to completely occluded left circumflex artery using bare metal stent, with the plan for stage PCI to LAD, severe stenosis. Patient has been compliant with his Plavix and other medications. He did not having recent chest discomfort. He gets occasional. So repeating, patient did not having any recent chest discomfort. Did not any syncope, near syncope, or palpitations, no orthopnea, PND, or leg swelling. The patient was scheduled for stage PCI to LAD, however, he did not go for a procedure due to lack of health insurance. He applied for Medicaid. He does not want that procedure performed until he has health insurance. Currently, he stays without any chest discomfort. He's able to perform his daily activity without significant symptoms or significant limitations. Next item, current medication, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, nitrostat PRN, amlodipine 10 mg PO daily, lisinopril 10 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, atenolol 50 mg PO daily, simvastatin 20 mg PO, 40 mg PO QHS. Past medical history remarkable for gout and history hypertension, history coronary artery disease with recent non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. Next item, review systems. Patient had no fever, chills, weight loss, not switch, HENT. He had no hearing loss or visual changes, cardiovascular as mentioned above, respiratory, no cough or hemoptysis, respiratory, no cough or hemoptysis, gastrointestinal, there's no diarrhea or constipation, no abdominal pain, no GI bleeding, CNS, there's no history of CVA, musculoskeletal, there's no history of rheumatoid arthritis, no history of rheumatic heart disease or rheumatic fever, skin, no rashes. Next item, physical examination, patient had no apparent distress at rest, his blood pressure today is 188/106, heart rate 60 per minute, and he's in normal sinus rhythm. On EKG, he was noted to have a few PVCs. There's no significant JVD, lung circular auscultation, cardiac auscultation reviews normal as 1S2, no murmurs, gallop, or up, abdomen reviews, no palpable masses, no peripheral bleeding edema. And no neurological deficit. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan. Number one, history of coronary artery disease with a recent non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, status post PCI with bare metal stent to left circumflex, with plan for stage PCI to LAD, severe stenosis. Due to lack of health insurance, patient did not go for the LAD PCI. He applied for Medicaid and waiting on that before he proceed with PCI to left circumflex, to LAD. He has no recent angina and no significant limitation to his daily activity. And he's compliant with his medication at this time. We further instructed the patient about the importance of compliance with medication, especially aspirin and Plavix, and duration of therapy for after a non-exacerbation myocardial infarction of about 9 to 12 months. Number two, uncontrolled hypertension. As noted above, one had continued the same medication, increased patient's lisinopril 10 milligram to 20 milligram PO daily, ask him to check his blood pressure at home, bring us a list of his blood pressure numbers each doctor's visit. We talked to the patient about risk factor modification and lifestyle changes, including blood pressure control, treatment of lipid. And compliance with medications. Please add to number one, echocardiogram performed at the hospital revealed preserved left ventricular systolic function, LVEF 55 to 60%. Next, history of gout, continue follow-up with primary care physician. Next paragraph after blank line, we instructed the patient to go to the emergency room if he encounters any angina or, angina not responding to nitroglycerin or any other symptoms or concerns. We explained to the patient about the need to have stage PCI to LAD stenosis. He will have that scheduled, according to him, as soon as possible, whenever he's ready, whenever he's approved for his health insurance. We'll see the patient again for follow-up in about 2 weeks, for follow-up on hypertension with the list of his blood pressure home measurements. Indication on Darrell Townsend, Practitioner, Interventional Cardiology. Indication, thank you.